You're listening to Sister Stargazers, celestial and terrestrial observations and advice from two real-life sisters.
Hello, fellow stargazers. Your sisters are in the house. Hi, Jude.
Hey, Sarah. How are you?
Super great. How are you?
I'm pretty super great myself. This is a great week.
It is going to be a super great week. And this is episode 31. It's going to cover Sunday, April 10th through Saturday, April 16th. Where should we start?
Yes, we have Mercury entering Taurus. So Mercury's been just breezing through Aries and sparking just a lot of thoughts. And at that new moon back on the 1st of April, it was just sparking up the moon, the sun, and Chiron. And now it's moving into Taurus, where it's much more grounded and it wants to get things planned. And it wants to really kind of bring things back down to Earth. So Mercury moves into Taurus. Then on Tuesday, April 12th, we have this incredible conjunction that the world's been waiting for. Jupiter conjunct Neptune, although it's been in operation throughout April and even before into March, it was starting to line up within orb. Jupiter has moved into Pisces, and Neptune's been there, and Jupiter now is conjunct Neptune on April 12th. It will be exact. This is a once in every 200 years conjunction.
Wow.
Of Jupiter meeting up with Neptune.
In Pisces.
In Pisces, yes, because the last one happened 13 years ago. So, you know, Jupiter takes 12 years to go around the sun.
Right.
So each year, he spends time in a different zodiac residence.
Right.
This time when he's visiting Pisces, Neptune's there, and Neptune won't be there again for a while, for another 200 years. So with Jupiter meeting it.
Exactly.
That's the next cycle.
Right.
So this begins a 200-year cycle.
Mm.
This is a conjunction, almost like a new moon.
Yes.
Is a conjunction of the moon and the sun, which begins the new cycle. This is a new cycle of this Jupiter-Neptune conjunction, which is pretty amazing. I mean, it's got like all of the earmarks of an imaginative, dream-oriented, spiritualizing influence that really can catapult us into another way of seeing the world and really understanding our place in it.
Awesome.
And you might be experiencing more dreams, more visions, more numinous moments. So more moments where, you know, time may seem suspended, or you may hear something that someone said a little differently that has a special significance to you. Like you might hear somebody say something one way that actually means something else, but the way they said it, the way you're interpreting it, has a very special personal significance. And this might not be with anyone you know. This could just be, be with someone, you know, you're passing in the grocery store, or even like the cashier says something to you and it's like kind of, you go, oh my God, that's like kind of mind altering, or that's exactly what I need to hear today. Or, you know, like things like that, like these random acts of not just kindness, but like
downloads almost.
Yeah, like this dream quality to them. Like you might be one minute thinking you're walking into a classroom or walking down the street, and the next minute you're like sensing like, hey, you know, I just ran into one of my ancestors, you know, like it's like,
yes,
they can speak through other people. This is the kind of stuff that nobody likes to talk about or do. But like sometimes, you know, like you can see someone speaking to you, and all of a sudden, maybe they take on a certain mannerism of of a relative that might have passed. And this is somehow a way of the world that's beyond ours getting through to us.
Yeah, sure.
And this is exactly what's possible with this Jupiter-Neptune conjunction.
Yes. That's awesome. Well, it's interesting because I was going through the tarot cards and the Ace of Swords came up. And what I was reading was, it's like, don't be surprised if there's lots of ideas and lots of interesting chatter. But it also sounds like we need to be discerning in where we put our energy towards dreams, in terms of like what the Ace of Swords says, which is like, discernment, like cut through moving forward?
Yes. Well, you know, exactly on the same day, the 12th of April, we have the sun sextile to Saturn.
Oh.
So that's going to bring things right down to Earth. You know, the sun is in Aries, Saturn's in Aquarius. So there's this understanding, the sun has this sense of motivation, this power, this wanting to move forward. And then Saturn's like, okay, well, let's structure it this way. Let's shape it this way. Let's put a little focus on it like this. Let's build it out like this. Let's take it out this way. So there is this sense of this support for all of the imaginative stuff,
right,
that Jupiter conjunct Neptune will provide. So that is just this awesomeness that rolls right into the Libra full moon on Saturday.
Yeah, this full moon sounds pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, well, I was looking at the Sabian symbol for this full moon, which is at 26 degrees, 47 minutes. So that's the Sabian symbol is 27 degrees Libra.
Right.
An airplane sails high in the clear sky. The keynote is a consciousness able to transcend the conflicts and pressures of the personal life. So it's this elevation that we're being offered. Like when you're in a plane and it's clear sailing and you can see 360 degrees and looking down and you get this really clear perspective.
Yes.
Dane Rudyard goes on to say, this picture symbolizes the capacity latent in every individual to contemplate the stress of existence in our world of duality from a higher level.
Yeah.
We're getting asked to kind of use our imagination, use our sense of potential, which is what the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction offers, to just reimagine our world, you know, from the personal level all the way out to the global level.
Nice.
And the thought has power. Your thoughts are things. They have power.
Yes.
So it's another call, I think, as well, to pay attention to how we're thinking, to pay attention to what we're paying attention to. You know, like if we're putting a lot of our attention on being sad and being upset, then we create the momentum for that to continue.
Yes.
If we're putting our attention on being organized or being content or being in the moment, we give that momentum the chance to continue. And that holds more potential because it keeps us open rather than the potential of keeping the same thought going that's bringing us down.
Well, the other thing I love about the aeroplane too is that we've had cards and symbols before around contemplation that are sort of still and grounded and sort of like take a moment to rest. But the aeroplane, like the only way the airplane's going to stay up is if there's movement and drive and there's a sense of traveling forward and packing only what you need, right? So it's like if you think about the analogy of an airplane trip, you get your one carry-on. So what are you going to take with you to speed towards the future and contemplate at a higher level while moving into the future? You know, so it's not just about contemplating where you are, but like, where do you want to go?
Oh, I love that, Sarah. Yeah, exactly. That Jupiter conjunct Neptune is asking, where do you want to go? The sun sextile Saturn is the plane. It's like,
pack your bags, take what you need. Just take what you need. Leave the rest behind.
Exactly.
Love it.
The full moon is like calling it a wrap. You know, it's like, well, he continues, through the use of mind, backed by efforts and struggles of past generations and the cooperation of other men, the individual can gain a new perspective on human problems and reach freedom and peace in a supernal realm of being.
Wow.
So it's like you don't have to get pulled down into the muck.
Yeah.
You know?
Fly higher.
You can go higher, yeah. So I think this is going to be a really cool week.
Absolutely. And it's funny because we did read the Sabian symbol for 26 degrees Libra, which was, we were thinking, oh, 26 degrees Libra, the moon is actually in 27. But some of the aspects of the 26 degree was also like, you can shift your own reality. And there was also the birds. There was the eagle and the dove. So again, like higher, fly higher, travel higher.
Yeah. So this Libra 26, which we were discussing backstage, was an eagle and a large white dove chained into each other. So the keynote is the interaction of the spiritual will and the love principle when critical needs arise. Yeah. So that the will is like the mental force or the creative force, and the soul is the love principle that just kind of drives you. So this, this soul, and which is spirit and will, if you think about it, and he goes on to give the image of the yin yang symbol.
Yeah.
If it's spun, if it rotates fast enough, they become each other.
Yeah.
Like the black becomes the white and the white becomes the black. And so that again is the sense of momentum, like this.
Yes.
Using those two forces will just drive everything to a single purpose. And that's when you had mentioned pulling up the swords, but then you also had the lover.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because I pulled the sword card and then I was putting it on my little place on my desk, and I looked in my lap and the lover's card was in my lap. And I thought, well, that's interesting, like integration of the feminine and the masculine. And then on the actual card, there's a, you know, an angel with giant, beautiful wings that sort of is blessing the occasion of masculine and feminine coming together, which also in that 27 degree Libra was something about duality, about the capacity to contemplate reality at a higher level, and something about the duality as well in the 27 degree Sabian symbol.
Yes, this picture symbolizes the capacity latent in every individual to contemplate the stress of existence in our world of duality from a higher perspective.
Well, are there any other aspects this week you want to touch upon?
Well, Mars enters Pisces. So Mars is like the masculine principle, right? Moving into this feminine sign.
Okay.
So Mars is really like, you know, Mars is hot and red and Aries, you know, basically rules Aries. Mars entering Pisces is like taking a bath. It's like putting a super hot piece of iron that's been in the forge, quenching it.
Yeah.
Like putting it in and tempering it, putting it into the bath. So it's kind of like, it's a real calming down of the masculine.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting at the same time that you're getting this infusion of Jupiter and Neptune and and then the moon being full in Libra, which is Venus's rulership. So you have this kind of elevation of the numinous and beauty and
Venus is also in Pisces now as well.
Yes.
Do you know offhand how far behind Mars is to Venus? It's like he's following her.
He is.
Following the feminine.
Yeah. At the time of the full moon, Mars will be at 1 degree Pisces and Venus will be at 12.
Yeah. Nice.
And then Neptune's at 24 and Jupiter's at 24. So they're still in this conjunction, basically through the end of the month.
It sounds like we're kind of entering a magical time, like these next few weeks in April are a really golden, magical, spectacular time for dreaming and shifting, like a real shift might be coming.
Yeah, there's a real potential for that. I mean, at the same time, though, you know, everything is still, there's this sense of working through like all of the past 2 years of crap and everything that we've been going through. But but also there is this potential, this incredibly, you know, once in a lifetime potential to just kind of push it through, you know, like open up a little bit, use the imagination and envision the thing that you want to see.
Yeah.
If that's peace and love and understanding, go for it. Even if it's at the most personal level, it doesn't have to be the global level, but if you can do that in your personal life, if you can go to that peace, love, and understanding place in your own person, you then make that a potential for the world, you know?
Absolutely.
So, you know, that could just be a practice. See how far you can get with that. Because this Jupiter conjunct Neptune could make that completely possible.
Yeah. I think Elvis Costello has a song, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. So you could just blast that on and just sort of like, that's what we...
Right, exactly.
Oh, man. Well, thank you. This is, I'm really...
Yeah, thank you.
I knew it felt like a good week. Felt like a good week.
Yeah, we're coming up to it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, pay attention to your dreams. Hey, friends out there, fellow stargazers, let us know how it's going for you. You can leave us a comment. You can email us at connect@sisterstargazers.com. You can find out how you can get your own personal reading from the awesome Sister Stargazer, Jude. So keep in touch. Let us know how it's working for you. And thank you, Jude, for all your work.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. Oh my gosh, this is so much fun. Have a good week, everybody.
All right. Till next time.
Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Sister Stargazers. Let us know what worked for you this week. Find us on Facebook and post a comment at Sister Stargazers.